I'm Rob Ferret with Dr. Zorba Pastor. Our year-end membership drive ends at 7 o'clock tonight, so your gift right now makes a big difference, and there's not a lot of time to do it tomorrow and in the months to come. If you pledge, you'll hear all of your favorite programs, like, I don't know, Zorba Pastor on Your Health.
I hope so. I hope it's your favorite program.
You'll listen. We won't be raising funds, and you'll know that you helped pay to make it happen. Don't put it off. It's the last day, so give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Hey, Zorba.
You know, our goal this time is 40 pledges this hour.
Can
you
do
have
it.
Done this before. You guys have stepped up to the plate, hit it out of the park, just like the Cubbies did, just like the Cubs did. We want to hit this out of the park. You do that by giving to WPR. Support the radio you like. If you love public radio and you're listening during pledge, you must, by definition, love public radio. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. That's WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You enjoy listening to WPR in part because we're commercial free. That means we depend on other sources of funding. So, you know, we get some help from state and federal government, corporate sponsors, business sponsors, but there's another source that's really even more important.
And that single largest piece of the pie is you. Believe it or not, you, sitting there right now, driving in your car, you make a difference. You are the backbone of funding. Why not make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A little extra reason to pledge. You might be thinking about donating and doing good out there right now. Well, your pledge does that. It helps make public radio available to you and everyone else around the state. Also, you can ask for one of our special, this is just a thing for this drive, our food bank gift. There are different options available at $5, $10, or $20 a month.
It really does make a difference. And there are a lot of people who are food sensitive within our community, and WPR is going to do that by helping support that when you give your pledge. But it starts with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think of the things you do while you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe you drive to and from work. Maybe you cook breakfast with Tom and Zorba every week, or maybe you're preparing for brunch. You're going to eat brunch in a couple hours. And we know it's healthy. You're not buying donuts and frying them wrapped in bacon.
Never.
You're eating no egg yolk kale omelet.
Yeah.
That's Zorba's favorite. Zorba's favorite.
A no egg yolk kale omelet. Yeah, that'd be an interesting taste, maybe for dessert. But getting back to it.
Oh, yeah.
Call
yeah.
now at 888-202-2552. That's WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The Ideas Network keeps you company whatever you're doing, driving, cooking, or just hanging out on the weekend. It is valuable to you, and you got to know we count on you to help pay for it all. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your gift is a big part of this program and all the programs you rely on and enjoy at WPR. So take action now by going to WPR.org or going and dialing 888-202-2552.
We can't do this without you, without your financial support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and thank you.
This is Zorba Pastor on Your Health. Tom Clark here with Public Radio's favorite family doc, Zorba Pastor, on this very special edition of Zorba Pastor on Your Health. As always, we'll take your calls on health, lifestyle, and fitness, and this is your chance to help the fitness of this station by calling in with your contribution. And of course, we want to hear from you with your health and fitness questions at 800-462-7413. Of course, along with your calls, a topic to talk about.
Yes, we're going to talk about obesity in children. WHO has an alarming report about obesity, and there are two interesting studies we're going to talk about that may help reduce obesity in children.
And we have a yummy recipe.
Oh, yes, it's absolutely delicious. Dark chocolate and salted caramel cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
800-462-7413 is our number, 800-462-7413. To the phones we go now, Zorba. A listener joins in Mount Vernon, Illinois. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I so enjoy your show.
Well, thank you. How can we help?
A friend sent me a structured water filter. She got at a one of those health and wellness fairs. Mm-hmm. I have diabetes, and this thing claims to lower A1C if used religiously. Now, I checked out the website, but I think they're a little bit prejudiced as to the benefits of this. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering if the doctor had heard of this. It's supposed to be a forever filter. You don't ever have to replace the parts. That's what kind of, I think, kind of made me say, hmm.
Yeah, how much did it cost?
Around $400.
$400. Okay, so let's talk about that. First of all, if somebody has a website where they're, obviously the website is to sell their item and to disparage known treatments for diabetes, such as taking a medication or exercise or so on, you immediately have to look askance at it. And $400 is a lot of money to pay for something.
I know, right?
And it's a lot of money to pay for something that is worthless. It's tremendous amount of money that is absolutely worthless. You cannot treat diabetes by having filtered water. It doesn't work. You treat diabetes by losing weight, by exercising more, by eating right. Those are the initial treatments for diabetes. And then if they don't work, you add medications, or if you have type 1 diabetes, you take insulin. But water purification is bogus. And this is quackery. And this is a good example of, you know, all of a sudden somebody says, well, this person is a diabetic. I think I'll spend $400 to help them. There's something wrong in the water. What does water have to do with it? Diabetes are calories. We're eating too many calories, and we're not exercising enough, and we have a genetic predisposition. So this was a gift from someone?
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid so.
Yeah, well, don't be afraid. You know, you accepted the gift.
No, I don't want to tell her that, you know, you just wasted money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you don't have to tell her that. I mean, she gave you a gift.
Yeah.
When I give a gift to someone, I often don't say, how did you like it, most of the time. Now, if she asks you, how did you like it, you can say, well, it didn't do anything for my diabetes, or I'm doing other things, or it's part of it. There are a lot of ways that you can finesse your answer so that you don't insult the person who gave you the gift. But this is worthless. And it's people are being taken all the time, especially diabetics, because diabetes is so, is so common. And if you go to the website and it doesn't smell right, it's not right. It's the tyranny of the web. The web has good information and it has junk. And it's the tyranny. So, you know, and also some of the people who say it helped me on the website, how do you know they're real? You know,
I
could write Phyllis says this worked for me, and I could be Phyllis. I could be Phyllis and Brenda and Marge and Jessica and Jennifer, and it worked for me, and I lost a gazillion pounds. No, that's exactly it. The problem is people want to help others. Your friend wanted to help you with your diabetes, and for that, it's really nice that your friend loved you enough to buy this.
Yeah.
Thing. You know, and that part is nice.
I just wish they wouldn't try to help. Just back off and let me do it myself.
You've got it. But still, their heart is in the right place. Their heart is in the right place.
So, okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
800-462-7413 is our number. 800-462-7413. And now, Zorba, before we get back to the phones, time for this week's topic, and we talk about obese kids.
That's right. Obese kids, we know it's a problem. It's a problem in the U.S. It's a problem worldwide. It's become more and more alarming. And there are lots of things that we can do. You know, we always talk about parents can do things, schools can do things, but these are big issues, you know. And we didn't have nearly as much obesity when you were growing up and when I was growing up.
Is this not simply kids are eating too much now?
Well, it's what the kids are eating and what's available. So I'm going to give you two examples of public health things that are done that appear to have impact. Small impact, but a small impact can have a major impact after that. So the first was done in Mexico. And believe it or not, it's hard to believe, there were legislators in Mexico City that managed to get a tax on soft drinks. Can you imagine having a tax? You found that? Yeah, I knew that would set you up. Yeah. You know, we could call it the Bloomberg tax, right?
There you go.
A tax on soft drinks.
That's good.
Here it is. Tried it in New York City, tried it in California, tried it at Berkeley. I think they did get it passed in Berkeley. Tried it all over the country. And the answer was, no, you're not going to to tax my soft drinks. It's sort of like a Second Amendment right.
They made it work in Mexico.
Well, they probably made it work in Mexico because people were drinking a large amount of soft drinks, and the legislators were looking for a new tax stream. I mean, I'm sure that in their mind wasn't just a public health issue. But here's the result. The result was a 15% drop in the consumption of soft drinks in Mexico City. That's a huge drop. But when you looked at it from a point of view of socioeconomic status, it was up to a 20 to 25% drop in the consumption of soft drinks among people who were poor in Mexico City. The people who were rich really didn't care, and they dropped it a bit because they pay attention to their money too, but not nearly as much as people who are poor. So it just kind of shows you how that's one public health thing that can make a difference, because the drop in soft drinks might produce ultimately a drop in obesity, since we know that many of the calories that we get in America today are from sugar beverages, drinking your calories. So drinking your calories now brings us to New York City.
Okay.
In New York City, they made a major change in the schools. Now, they don't have soft drinks in the schools. Oh, they got rid of soft drinks in the schools years ago, but they do have milk. Now, milk is good. Milk is healthy, but too much milk is not good. It has too many calories. Yeah. I mean, milk has a lot of calories to it. So what they did was they installed water bottle fillers. You know the water fountains now where you can put your water bottle in and you can fill it up with water?
Right.
Do you have a water bottle?
Yes, I do, actually.
You know, so you can now, you know, in the newer water fountains, you can now put it in and fill up your water bottle. All they did was they went around and installed in a number of schools water bottle fillers instead of regular water fountains. Easy for me to say, right. Easy for me to say, like Peter Piper picked. But anyway, they installed these in roughly 1,000, it was roughly 1,000 schools. And what they found was the consumption of milk dropped. So in other words, when you made a water available in water bottles for children to drink, they drank less milk. They drank fewer calories in school.
I can understand that.
No, it wasn't only that.
Milk is okay, but you don't want to have a whole bunch.
You don't want to have too much. Not only that, they happened to measure. They did some scientific measurements before they put it in and took a sampling of the children and discovered that the children lost 3 to 5 pounds of weight.
Hmm.
In other words, it was the availability of a non-caloric beverage in a way that children could use it that made a difference. So here we have two examples of public health measures that may make a difference. I think we have to think creatively about children and how to basically reduce the consumption of sugary calories in our kids, and that's going to make a difference to their health.
Yeah. Well, that's all really interesting, but parents are really the whole...
Education is the important point. Educating the parents, the availability of soda and pop at home for our children, and the availability of high-caloric drinks for our children in school. Everything makes a difference, because you know what? When you were a kid, don't you remember? You drank and ate all the time.
Not me.
Not you, that's right. You're the thin guy.
Back to the phones now, Zorba. A listener with us in St. Augustine, Florida. Hi.
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. How can we help?
My question is about a condition called brain fog. I've heard that it's a condition where mentally you're not firing on all cylinders the way you used to. And I was just curious, is this because of, say, poor diet, or does this naturally happen as a result of aging?
Okay, so let's look at, first of all, there's some days that we're more on task than others. I know that. You know, some days we sleep better. Mm-hmm. The caffeine works better for me. For instance, when I do the show, sometimes I exercise before the show. That always clears my mind. I'm always much more with it when I exercise, but I am basically a lazy person when it comes to exercise, and I don't like to do it.
Come on, you exercise all the time.
Yeah, but I do it because I force myself to do it. I'm not a natural exerciser. There's some people who like exercise. Don't get me wrong. I like to hike and I like to bike and do things. But going to the gym, that's true. But anyway, the days. Thank you, Tom. You know what? This is compliment day. Thank you very much. But when I exercise, I feel better. Clears my mind. So what do you do for exercise?
I've been starting to run.
Starting to run means?
A mile.
What is starting to run means? That means you haven't been running?
I run off and on, but I'm trying to get into it to make it a regular habit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How much do you drink? How about alcohol or smoke weed?
None, actually. I drink once in a blue moon, mm-hmm. and I don't even smoke regular cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because those are things that can actually induce things like that. So one of the things, as I say, get rid of inebriants. The other thing is to exercise. The third thing is sleep. So how much sleep do you get?
Sometimes 7-8 hours, mm-hmm. sometimes less than that.
Less than that. Sleep can be a factor. There are a few other things that work out. Before I look at ADD, which can also be for adults, you know, attention deficit disorder, do you think you're depressed?
I would not rule that out.
Okay. Depression can cause people to feel that they're not on task. It's not a minor issue. It's a major issue. So if you feel you have brain fog and you wonder if you're depressed, I would recommend that you discuss it with a doctor, your primary care provider, another clinician. There are excellent antidepressants. One of the ones we often use is called bupropion, and the reason is sometimes it keeps people on task more. It's different from the SSRIs like Prozac, which also work well. I would take a depression screen score. You can get them online. The Hamilton D is a longer one, the PHQ-9. But if you say you wouldn't rule out depression, you want to rule that out. Because at the age of 26, I wouldn't say age is why you're not firing on all those cylinders. You know, you're a third of the age of Tom, and he fires on all cylinders every day.
Hey, give more of my age.
But anyway, that's what I would recommend. I would look into other things. Inebriants, of course, we talked about with an issue, but that's what I would look at. And I would do a trial. I tell people, look, if you don't know if you're depressed or not, and if you wonder it plays a role, give yourself a 3-month trial on antidepressants. See what they do. People who benefit from them often say, I feel normal. They don't say anything else. They are not drugs that are habitual. You don't have to necessarily take it for the rest of your life.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're sure. Welcome.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
800-462-7413.
So brain fog is not a real, if you will, it's not a diagnosis. It's sort of a common term that's used for people to say, I just don't feel like things are right. And it can be caused by so many different things that are going on in your life. Looking at your lifestyle, looking at your mental health are important ways to look at it, and looking at your general fitness.
800-462-7413 is our number, 800-462-7413. And Zorba, you mentioned fitness to that last caller, but what about the fitness of public radio, and this show in particular?
You know, Tom, listener support is crucial to maintaining and sustaining the excellent public radio programming that you value every day.
Indeed. So here's a challenge to all you listeners. Help us keep up the health and fitness of this show.
Absolutely. That is right, Tom. Don't let this hour pass without showing your support for Zorba Pastor on Your Health. Contribute using your computer, your smartphone. Contribute any way you want. Maybe not you, Tom. Maybe not you.
I'll use the old phone with a cord. Let the station know that Zorba Pastor on Your Health is important to you.
And we promise you, the good people answering the phones will help keep you and Zorba Pastor alive and kicking.
Yes, please do call now and show us your support.
Make your pledge at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Rob Ferret here with Zorba Pastor. It's our year-end membership drive. Last day, only day to pledge during Zorba Pastor on Your Health. And we are looking for 40 pledges. Great start so far. 9 pledges toward that goal already, Zorba.
Nine is nowhere near 40. We need
nine
times.
Glass half empty, Zorba. Wow.
Glass.
Oh, I thought
come
you were
on.
All about optimism.
I'm giving up optimism.
Positive.
You know, I'm Mr. Pessimism now. Mr. Pessimism. But if you're listening now, it's because you love Wisconsin Public Radio. Because no one in their right mind will listen to WPR during pledge unless they actually liked WPR. So that means you should go to WPR.org or dial 888-202-2552. Remember, that's 888-202-2552. 2552.
Always a lot of fun with Tom and Zorba, or I've been lucky enough
and
to
Rob,
fill in
Rob,
from time to time as well.
Rob. Thank you, Rob.
And you get a lot of useful advice, health advice, recipes, just useful tips for your daily lifestyle. And we rely on your contribution to keep that going.
That's right. And your gift of any amount gives us a much needed sort of shot in the arm that keeps WPR alive and kicking. So why not give now? It's a great thing to do at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And that shot in the arm from your pledge, that's not a placebo.
No, it's not a placebo.
That's the real deal.
Yeah. Yep,
yeah,
exactly,
but you can't.
Exactly.
I guess you can't just pretend to pledge, though. You can't just move your fingers on the keyboard.
No, you actually have to do the real thing. You actually have to go and you have to call information.
Up.
We have wonderful people standing by. It really, really will make a difference. And if you're a sustainer, they'll make automatic monthly donations from your bank account, your credit card. That support automatically renews every year. It's easy to do. It's easy to set up at WPR.org or by dialing 888-202-2552. This will make you feel really, really, really good. I promise you.
Think about the kind of things you spend a dollar a day on. Maybe coffee, maybe your phone, maybe some kale chips. It's probably not kale chips. It's easy to spend a dollar a day on something that's part of your daily routine.
So why not do it on Wisconsin Public Radio? WPR is a daily news source for you. It's your conversation starter. It's your place to learn more. It's your public radio station. So why not support it now? Then you're supporting it every day. Give a dollar a day. It really makes a difference. That's 30. I won't go through the math, but it really turns out to be $365 a month if you do a dollar a day. Do it at WPR.org or by dialing 888-202-2552.
This is the only day during this pledge drive to pledge during Zorba Pastor on Your Health. It is the last pledge drive of the year. If you haven't supported Zorba all year, this is your last chance to do it. Make that pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Do not delay. Do not delay. Join our community of people who come together. Really, this is what makes great public radio. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looking for 30 more pledges. We can do it this hour with your help. We really can. And you can support great radio and all the great advice you get from Zorba every week. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Support for Wisconsin Public Radio is provided by the John W. and Lenore L. Landry Endowment Fund, supporting educational and informational programming like The Larry Mueller Show, in the spirit of the outreach mission of the University of Wisconsin. Supporters of Wisconsin Public Radio include Hooper Corporation and Wollersheim Winery. Your business can join our ever-growing list of contributors. Go to WPR.org/sponsor.
Thank you so much for the pledges. We really do need your support.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, for all of those pledges, here's your reward. A recipe.
That's right. And in fact, if you listen to this, you can taste what I'm talking about. You don't even have to make it. This is a virtual caramel cookie, if you're just listening to dark chocolate and salted caramel cookies. What could be better? Dark chocolate, salted caramels, public radio. It kind of all goes together, doesn't it, Tom?
My mouth is watering.
Yes, my mouth is watering, too. So let's see. We're going to start out with, remember, these are a lot of cookies. It's about 120 calories per cookie. So I'm just letting you know, we're starting out with 12 tablespoonfuls of unsalted butter. Don't
12
don't
big tea unsalted.
Now, remember, that sounds like a lot, but you're dividing these cookies up.
I get it.
Four tablespoonfuls of dark cocoa powder.
Four big tea, dark cocoa powder.
2 cups of all-purpose flour.
2 cups of all-purpose flour.
3/4 of a teaspoon of baking soda.
3/4 little tea baking soda.
1 1/4 teaspoon salt.
1 1/4 little tea salt.
2 large eggs.
two large eggs.
1 3/4 cups of brown sugar packed.
1 3/4 cups of brown sugar packed.
2 teaspoons of vanilla extract.
2 little tea vanilla extract.
48 caramels cut in half.
48 caramels cut in half.
You're just laughing.
Okay.
You know, sometimes, even when you're listening to public radio, you got to live a little, you know?
Absolutely.
You can't just let the cardboard die. You're smiling with each of these recipes.
Hey, the listeners are being good to us. We're going to be good to them.
Absolutely. Yeah. A little kosher salt or sea salt for sprinkling, either the one. Okay, so preheat the oven. Line baking sheets with parchment paper. The reason why we use parchment paper is then you don't have to clean up the mess. Then in a saucepan, melt the butter under medium-low heat, very low. You might decide you want to use a double boiler, but just nice and low, and you're fine. You don't want to get that butter too hot. It will change the taste. Whisk in the cocoa powder until smooth. Remove it from the heat. Then in a mixing bowl, whisk together the flour, baking soda, and salt. Set it aside. Those are the dry ingredients. In another mixing bowl, beat in the eggs, stir in the brown sugar and vanilla extract until combined. Then gradually stir the melted butter into the cocoa mixture. Mix it until smooth, and then mix in the flour mixture until it is combined. Then drop the rounded tablespoonfuls of cookie dough on the parchment sheet, press it, and press 3 or 4 pieces of the halved caramels into each cookie round of the cookie dough. And then you put it in the oven, bake it at 350 for 10 to 12 minutes, and then sprinkle each cookie with a little bit of kosher salt or sea salt when it's removed from the oven. Now, if you can wait 1 minute before you lift those cookies, they will not melt. If you can't wait 1 minute, then you're going to have a sloppy cookie. But you know what? Sometimes I just can't even wait for a minute. That minute seems like an hour to me. It's a wonderful, wonderful recipe. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like it, I mean, a lot of our people are not writing this down.
I'm sure of that. Okay, what can they do?
They can go to Zorba Pastor on Your Health and find this recipe. Find pictures of Tom and me and other wonderful recipes. That's Zorba Pastor on Your Health. And don't forget, visit us on Facebook.
Shouldn't we have a rule here that you have to pledge before you can get the recipe?
I think so. But so many people have pledged. And if you haven't pledged, now is the time to do your pledge to your radio station. It will make your tummy feel good.
Just say, I pledged.
No. It's got to be more than just say, I pledged. You've got to actually, it's just like the recipe. You've got to actually do it.
Well, back to the phones we go now, Zorba. Listener is with us in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hi.
Hi.
How can we help?
I am fixing in a few months to be 40 years old, and I have never exercised in my life besides probably the past month and a half I started.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering how often I should do it, how long I should do it, mainly for my health, and also to help me, hopefully, to kick the bad habit of smoking.
Yeah. Oh, you say you're starting to do it now. What are you doing now?
I probably do maybe some cardio, which is on the elliptical, for probably 20 to 25 minutes. I try to do a mile and a half at least.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will do 3 repetitions either on leg machines or arm machines, and mm-hmm. I rotate that every time I go.
Oh, how often are you going?
Well, here recently it's been midterm, so I've kind of skipped out a little bit, but I was normally doing it about 4 times a week.
Oh, okay. So midterm means slouch time? Is that what that means?
That means my brain is really tired, and yeah. I'm constantly studying, so I don't have the hour and 15 minutes to head over to the gym.
I've got it.
Which makes me feel really slouchy.
Yeah, well, but you know, that's how things go. So you're fixing to be 40. In other words, you're at 40, and you've smoked since you were how old?
I'm ashamed to say, but since 14.
Yeah, I was going to say 14, 15. I mean, that's pretty, yeah. That is actually pretty common. You've tried to quit smoking before, or you haven't?
I have. Mm-hmm. Actually, 2 months ago, I quit for a total of 9 days.
Uh-huh. That's
it
right.
Was
that's
just, I went outside and I wanted a cigarette and I
had one.
Yeah.
That's right. A little bit more on the smoking. Did you use any medicine to quit, either nicotine replacement or bupropion known as Zyban or Chantix?
No, I just completely quit cold turkey, and I would like to quit that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I have read that it takes, you know, 7 days for the nicotine to completely get out of your body.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true, and I'm hoping that if I continue this exercise, it could hopefully maybe get all the toxins out of there faster for me?
Well, I don't know if exercise will get the toxins out quicker. I mean, it's not sort of the way the body works. Nicotine is there for a while. The habit, the addiction, is in the brain for a long, long time. I quit in 1969. I still have the desire periodically. Sausage pizza, thin crust, and a Coke, and I want a Marlboro. I can taste it. It's very strange because I was 14 and we weren't supposed to be smoking. I'd be with my buds. We're playing poker. I've got the image right there, and it hits me, and I want a Marlboro. Now, am I going to have a Marlboro? Of course not. I'm nowhere near having a Marlboro. And besides, I can't stand the smell of smoke, but the memory is obviously still there for me, and I'm probably a pretty typical person, and it took me 4 times to quit. Half the people can quit on a gradual basis, half on a cold turkey. The real issue is the 90 days to 6 months after quitting. There are a lot of people that come back, and that's what happened to you. Something throws it off, like you said, stresses of this or stresses of that. Exercise helps. Now, does it get rid of the toxins? Probably not. The toxins that you have of nicotine are eliminated by your liver, and exercise doesn't affect your liver, but exercise does increase the chances that you'll quit smoking because you feel better. In other words, cardiovascular health helps people quit smoking. Exercise, especially if they go, really, I can make this better, I can pump my body up, just is much more likely to motivate you and do it. So, and as a 40-year-old, you can pretty much do what you want to, and you're doing the right stuff. 20 to 25 minutes on the elliptical, some upper body weights, maybe some leg strengthening on leg machines. I think you're doing just fine.
Great.
So, okay. One more question. When are you going to quit?
Well, the thing is I go to school during the summer as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a quit date?
I don't. No.
Okay. That's.
I always feel like that if I make that, then mm-hmm. I don't feel like I have enough willpower to go through with.
Well, let me tell you, there's a new study that shows that people, you can have a 25 to 30% success rate, which is phenomenal with smoking, if you quit gradually. At 1 month, you have 25% fewer cigarettes. At 2 months, you have around two-thirds fewer cigarettes. And at 3 months, you then quit. So the gradual method, according to this study, worked better than the cold turkey method. And that you could start today, and you could put a quit date for yourself 3 months in advance. The weather's going to be warm. You're going to feel better. And that's what I would challenge you to do as soon as you get off the phone.
Okay. I can do that.
Good luck. That's right. Yeah. Gradual may do
it. Remember, we have your phone number.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Tom is going to follow up. There you go. Thanks for your call.
You're welcome, and thanks. We appreciate the call at 800-462-7413.
You know, I know you used to smoke a pipe. How many times did it take you to quit smoking?
One day I was sitting out in the backyard smoking my pipe, and I thought, I don't want to do this anymore. So I gathered up all my pipes, and I had a ton of them, my tobacco. Uh-huh. I threw them in the garbage, and I never smoked
again.
And
that was it? And what? How many years did you smoke a pipe for?
25
years.
Yeah. No, so you, 25,
yeah.
27.
Yeah, so you just decided, why did you start smoking it? So you look smarter?
Yeah. I was bad in school, and I wanted to be an intellectual, so I bought a pipe.
Yeah, pipe would make you look, I remember those, make you look like you were smart. Cigarettes made you look sexy, and a pipe made you look intelligent. Right. Yes, how intelligent is it smoking a pipe?
I know. 800-462-7413 is our number, 800-462-7413. Well, you know, Zorba, I used to think smoking a pipe made me look smart. But what really makes you smart? Showing your support for this public radio station.
That's right, Tom. Where else are you going to find a health and lifestyle radio program that shares so much information while having so much fun?
You got it. With listeners like ours, making our goal this hour should be as easy as making that chocolate and caramel cookie.
Well, when it comes to you and cooking, Tom, nothing's easy. Nothing is easy. So let's not leave this goal up to chance. Make your pledge of support right now.
Yep. Don't quit on us. All you have to do is call or click right now to make your pledge and let our station know how much you love Zorba Pastor on your health.
And you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Rob Ferret here checking in with you along with Dr. Zorba Pastor. Your chance to support Wisconsin Public Radio, Zorba Pastor on Your Health with your pledge. We need 28 more pledges out of our goal of 40, Zorba. I'm starting to feel, there's a question for you. I'm feeling a little anxiety about us hitting the goal. What would help cure that, Zorba?
A pledge. A pledge. It's very simple.
It's that
a pledge.
Simple?
A pledge from you. I mean, we're not talking about Valium for something like this, even if they still make Valium, right? But it's really a pledge. And we should start to feel anxious. Our goal is 40, and our number now is 7.
12. We're 12 here. Yeah. 12. Still, that's not quite there.
We're looking for you to help us get to our goal of 12 pledges. You know, the drive ends today. If you've already given, thank you, thank you, thank you. But if you haven't, help pay for all the programs that you enjoy giving by making your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You listen to Zorba Pastor on Your Health for a clean bill of health, but we don't send you a bill. But remember, just because we don't send you a bill doesn't mean the show is free. It does cost money.
Right.
WPR's listener supported. When you give, you make this program possible.
You know, please don't call in sick today. Besides, it's Saturday. Who's going to call in sick on Saturday? You remember that wonderful poem? Who was it? There's that funny poem about, oh, it's Saturday. Shel Silverstein.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's like a Shel Silverstein.
Yeah. My daughter Dee Dee memorized it. But getting back to the powers to be, this is when you go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 really makes a difference. Show your support now. Show your support. If you like Zorba Pastor on Your Health, it really makes a difference. If you give your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We heard from Carolyn in Eau Claire. Carolyn says WPR is just the best station around. Thank you so much, Carolyn.
Thank you,
Patricia
thank you.
In Rochester says, I love WPR. The educational programs, the news, information, I find it honest and inspiring. So many great programs. Thank you so much, Patricia, for your pledge. How about you join Carolyn and Patricia in support of Zorba Pastor on Your Health? Only day of the pledge drive to pledge during Zorba. So make that pledge now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, your support helps keep WPR strong. It helps pay for the shows that you like. Now is the time to make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. It's 888-202-2552. Our goal is 40 pledges. We are not there. And you can help us reach our goal. We were at 12 just a few minutes ago. I'd really like to make our goal today. It would make me feel good. It would be my holiday gift, but really it would be good for Wisconsin Public Radio. That's 888-202-2552.
You spend time with Zorba every weekend, I bet. Well, know that we count on you to help pay for it, to make it happen. We can't do it without you as part of the team. Make your very important pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, one of the things you might consider is joining the 9XM Leadership Circle with a gift of $100 or $200 a month for the programming essential for your life. Help support it. You may have the ability to do that, and that really helps everyone in the community. It helps people who do not have the ability to do it. Make your leadership a gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Our year-end membership drive here on the Ideas Network, it ends. It doesn't go on forever. It ends at 7 o'clock tonight. When you're listening to WPR later today and then in the months to come, you'll know you helped make it possible. You'll know, hey, I'm helping pay for the programming I'm listening to. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and thank you.
Wisconsin Public Radio is a service of the Wisconsin Educational Communications Board and the University of Wisconsin Extension, with additional financial support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and from listeners through the Wisconsin Public Radio Association. Support also comes from the Madison Club, a venue where members feel at home while still going out. In downtown Madison, noted for business connections, social experiences, and family events. Welcome membership offerings at madisonclub.org.
Tom Clark with Family Doc Zorba Pastor here on Zorba Pastor on Your Health. Thank you so much. We really appreciate the support you're showing to Zorba Pastor on your
Thank health. You. Thank you. Thank you.
And before we head back to the phone, Zorba, I thought you'd enjoy something that turned up in our inbox recently. I know I usually like to challenge you with listener dilemmas or disagreements, but this time I thought that I'd share some kind words that came our way. A listener named Lacey from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, sent us the following email. Dear Dr. Pastor, I am a pediatric resident in Oklahoma, and this past week's show was just great.
How nice.
First, a caller in Oklahoma called about her child's tongue tie, born in the hospital where I currently train. You handled a situation we residents run into daily with great finesse, and I'm so grateful. Thank you for reassuring this parent.
How nice. How
the
nice.
Next caller's child has a possible eating disorder, and you stuck to your guns when the mom didn't want to hear it. I'm also a mom, so I understand not wanting to hear this kind of thing, but we need to hear it. Great job today.
How nice. How nice. Coming from another healthcare professional, it always means a lot. Any compliment from anyone means a lot. When you get a compliment from your peers, it means a lot because it's also from your peers. So very nice.
Thank you very much. We're always happy to help with your healthy living questions. And with help from listeners like you, we hope to keep it going way into the future. And back to the phones now, Zorba. Let's see if we can help a caller in Spokane, Washington. Hi.
Oh, hello. I'm a 74-year-old woman, and in the last 6 or 8 years, I've developed a severe allergy to scallops. And I've signed up for a pilgrimage to Portugal, Spain, and France. And this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing for me. I know that in Portugal and Spain, they eat a lot of fish stews and seafood. And I'm wondering if I can imbibe without worry, especially do I have to worry about being allergic to other mollusks, like oysters, clams, mussels, and so on. I don't think I'm not allergic to fish, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you an interesting scallop story. So here it is. Penny and I were just married. We're in our kitchen with our really good friends, Dan and Kay, and I decide that I'm going to make a wonderful scallop dish, just a delicious scallop dish. And I'm really interested in seafood, so I'm making a seafood dish and throwing a few scallops in there. And we're sitting at dinner with our friends, and I'm looking at Kay, and Kay really said, I really like this dish with scallops, and her face turns red, and I really, really like it. And eventually, her face turns red, and she's a thin person, and her face starts to puff up. I shouldn't be laughing. Her face starts
so far, this isn't a funny story.
No, and then she starts sweating, and we all look at her, and we go, then she starts itching, and then we said, Kay, what's wrong? And she said, I don't know. And then she had troubles kind of talking. Anyway, we realized that she realized for the first time she was allergic to scallops. So we gave her some Benadryl. She didn't need adrenaline, but she stays away from scallops. And the interesting things about scallops and mollusks, but scallops in particular, you can be allergic to scallops and not allergic to any other seafood at all. Like you said, you're not allergic to fish. It's very common if you're allergic to scallops, you may not be allergic to fish. You're probably not going to be allergic to shrimp. But the reality is there is no, if you're allergic to scallops, there's no safe way to eat scallops. And so when you're in Portugal and when you're in Spain, you're going to have to know the Spanish word for scallops. That's what you're going to have to do. What sort of a reaction did you have?
Violently sick.
Mm-hmm.
I thought at first that I had food poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
But after I had eaten scallops a couple more times, I realized what it was.
That it was the scallops. I would recommend, do you have an EpiPen that you have with you? Something called
pardon me?
It's called an EpiPen. It's a pen of adrenaline. It's an adrenaline shot.
Oh, no, I don't.
I highly recommend when you travel on your pilgrimage, call up your doctor and say, I need to have an adrenaline shot because I'm allergic for scallops. In case all of a sudden you develop a severe allergic reaction, this can reverse it right away and save your life. And I'm serious. If you've got that and you're going to be traveling around there and you're going to have seafood stews that may or may not have some scallops in it, your goal is not to have it. You need to have an EpiPen. That's what it's called. We'll put a picture picture of that on our website, zorbapastor.org. But you need an EpiPen. You need to have some Benadryl with you. Benadryl is a great drug to take. And then what I would do is I would write it in Spanish and Portuguese and know how to pronounce it and ask them. And basically, if it's a seafood stew, if they go, it may have scallops, may is the word you're looking for, and just, you know, stay away from it.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for taking my call and for the answer.
Oh, you're most welcome. And you have a great time on your pilgrimage.
We appreciate the call. 800-462-7413. And Zorba, we welcome a listener now in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, how can we help?
Well, I'm a big fan of your program, as so many people are, and thank you for the very, very good work.
Thank you so much for saying that.
A
couple of weeks ago, you had mentioned somebody's talking about cilantro and how they didn't like the taste or whatever it was. And I took a little bit of issue with your response because you and the kind doctor had good fun, and the bottom line was you just said, oh, well, those are just picky eaters or something, and had some good yaks and all that kind of thing. Yeah.
That must have been Zorba doing that.
No, you both
were in on it.
No, you were part of the town. You're trying to shirk your responsibility here.
So I looked into it, and lo and behold, I found out that I wasn't alone in the world on this, because when I did a search, millions of people out there hate cilantro. There's websites hating cilantro. There's actually haiku poem forums on anti-cilantro. Well, it brought the attention of a number of PhDs and doctors about the country and experimental people that there seems to be a genetic, some people think it's a genetic predisposition, and because the olfactory receptor gene ORCA2, by the way.
ORCA2, of course.
It actually heightens their sensitivity
to cilantro.
To certain things, yes. Uh-huh. But some people have a duplicate. So they're actually twice as aware of it. And it's really caused by a fat molecule called, it's an aldehyde.
Oh.
Now, people that hate cilantro, and I guess both, two of you, both find it fine.
Yeah.
Everybody says it tastes soapy. Uh-huh. Well, it's because aldehydes are used in everything from hand lotions to soap and all those kind of things. So there's like a physiological, chemical connection. It's got nothing to do with anybody's private taste. And when you start thinking about an aldehyde, well, how about formaldehyde, see? So there's all kinds of things going on there, and I just thought I'd...
Well, you know, I must tell you,
This is the world's top expert on cilantro on the phone.
And I have heard that there might be something, but I must admit I've never done a scientific search to find that out. I do know the world is divided into cilantro lovers and cilantro haters. But the fact that there's a genetic predisposition to this is very interesting. Well, you know, thank you. Now, are you pro-cilantro or anti-cilantro? Where do you fit genetically into this?
I just can't eat it. It tastes like soap. They even quoted Julia Child, of all people, when they asked her about it some years ago. She said she hates it, and if she saw it in her food, she'd pick it out of the food and throw it on the floor.
You know what? If Saint Julia says that, that means it's true. It's gospel. So.
Yeah. And if you Google it online, it's amazing. There's thousands and thousands of hits. So I just wanted to say I'm not a finicky eater, and you two had a lot of fun, but I thought, I think maybe they need a little bit more information.
or maybe a lot more information.
I mean, my goodness, they've got thousands of haikus written about it. I mean, it's amazing.
It's over the top. Thank you.
17%, by the way, on average, depends on what part of the earth you live on. It seems like about 17 to 20% of people have an aversion to that.
You know what?
There's the numbers.
There's a PhD in here somewhere. I know that.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
I really appreciate the call. Are we out of time? Okay, we're getting down to the wire here, but there's still time left for you to show your support for this public radio station.
Absolutely. And if you enjoy your favorite shows like Zorba Pastor on Your Health, week in and week out, there's only one way to make sure that they stay on the air, and that's to make your contribution now.
Yeah, now is the key word here. We're approaching the end of the hour.
Oh my gosh, already? Well, they do say that time flies when you're having fun, or at least when you're getting a science lesson on cilantro.
And with as much fun as we're having each week, it might be easy for this hour to slip by, but don't let that happen. Stop what you're doing and support public radio now.
Stop now, go to your computer, or pick up your phone. You can pledge online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Rob Ferret here with Wisconsin Public Radio's favorite family doctor, Zorba Pastor, reminding you that we can't do what we do without your support.
And we're only halfway to our goal. We only have 5 minutes left. We're only halfway to our goal. We really do need your help. I'm usually not an anxious person, but only halfway to our goal with 5 minutes left definitely makes me anxious. So please go to WPR.org. That's WPR.org, or dial 888-202-2552. Help us reach our goal. We're only halfway to our goal, and we really need your help now.
It is the last day of the pledge drive here on the Ideas Network. If you count on shows like Zorba Pastor on Your Health on the weekend, shows like the Joy Cardine Show, maybe Central Time, I don't know, during the week, make your pledge in support of it. Know that, listeners, you are the biggest single part of our funding here. You make a big difference with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you if you've already given. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But you haven't. If you haven't given, the time is now. It really makes a difference. Makes a difference also to me. Makes a difference to Rob and to Tom. We're on the show. Now is the time to give. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And please, make your pledge now.
If you listen to Zorba every week, you know that health is more than just, the cholesterol number and what you eat. It's about your satisfaction with life and things like your connection to the world around you. And that's where Wisconsin Public Radio comes in. We connect you to people around Wisconsin and around the world.
You know, the strength of WPR's budget is that it comes from different sources, but the single largest piece of the budget is member support, including many members of the 9XM Leadership Circle. So why not go to WPR.org or dial 888-202-2552. Help us reach our goal. As I said, we're a little more than halfway there. We are not there now. We need your help. We need you to go to the phone now at 888-202-2552 and help us.
We can do it. It's a long shot, but I think we can do it with your help right now. It is the last day of the pledge drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio, and this is the last pledge drive of the year. That means if you haven't made a contribution in 2016, now is the time to do it. Or how about this, Zorba? How about a first-time pledge if people have never given? We've already heard from 14 people this hour who have made their first-ever pledge
wonderful,
to Wisconsin
wonderful,
Public Radio.
Wonderful. We're always looking for new members. It is a community support that really counts, and you can help us by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge now. Help us reach our goal, 40 pledges this hour. We are not there. We can get there with your support and your call now at 888-202-2552. Are going to WPR.org.
Pledging is going to make you feel good. And here's another reason to feel good about your pledge. You can choose one of our food bank gifts as an extra bonus, helping people get food in a food bank in your community. There's different levels, $5 or $10 or $20 a month. Do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and feel great doing it.
You know, it really makes a difference when people support Wisconsin Public Radio. They're part of the community. They're stepping up and showing they're part of the community. When you stop for a cup of coffee, if you buy a newspaper, if you get an app, we're spending money on things that really mean something to us. And if Wisconsin Public Radio means something to you, especially during the season. Now is the time to go to WPR.org and support Wisconsin Public Radio or dial 888-202-2552. It really makes a difference. Your pledge counts.
Pledge in support of all the great advice you've gotten from Zorba over the years and all the great laughs and fun you've had on Zorba Pastor on Your Health. That is an important part of your weekend, I imagine. So pledge now to help support it. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. It can make a difference. We're not at our goal yet. We can hit it out of the ballpark just like the Cubs do. You could do it by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We can do it in the last minute with your help. Call now and help us.
We've made some movement toward our goal this hour, Zorba. People can keep pledging on through the news. That's still going to count for us. So if you can get that pledge in the next minute, get over to the computer, get over to the phone, you can still help us hit this goal on the last day of the pledge drive. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You can make a difference by going to the phone now at 888-202-2552, and you can help us.
WPR.org to do it online, 888-202-2552. And thank you so much
for
your support.
Thank you.